This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A team of international investigators said today that Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, the passenger plane shot down as it flew near the Ukrainian-Russian border a couple of years ago, was shot down by a missile that had been brought into Ukraine from Russia. This one is going to be litigated for a good long while yet, but figuring out how commercial airliners crash can be of utmost importance in making sure that more commercial airliners don't crash. That's the topic of a new book by Christine Negroni. She's an aviation journalist and an aviation safety specialist. The book is called The Crash Detectives. Christine, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Kai.
When investigators go to the scene, where do they start? What's step one?
There are many step ones. Let me put it like that, because
there
are many different ways.
Step one
is a multi-level, multi-purpose activity. But I have to say that the sexy part, the thing that everyone thinks about, is the work of the, and I'm using air quotes here, the tin kickers, the people who actually go out, find out the, you know, the what they call the four corners of the wreckage site, where is the nose, the tail, and the wings, and then sort of work their way in towards, you know, how the plane came apart and what was happening at the time, the whatever catastrophe happened, when it happened.
The investigations, actually, for any given air crash contribute to design and safety improvements in the next generation of planes as well, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the purpose of an accident investigation. It's not to let the families know what happened, and it's not to let the lawyers know what happened.
Wow.
It is to prevent the future, this happening again in the future. That's absolutely the reason for an air crash investigation.
This is probably an opportune time to stop and point out that air safety in commercial aviation in this country, and most of the rest of the world, I imagine, has never been higher. It's exceptionally safe.
Yes.
There you go. I figured we had to get that one on the record. That was a shorter answer than I expected, but I suppose it's good, right? Because that means investigations are doing their job.
Yes. And, you know, and frankly, I wrote a book called The Crash Detectives, but it's an uplifting book. At the end of the book, we learned that the role of the human has never been more important, that the role of the human is essential, indispensable, that though humans make mistakes, predictably we make mistakes, left, right, and center we make mistakes, our ability to be resilient and take a novel approach when things go wrong saves the day. That's something to be celebrated.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. But this idea of technology and airplanes and the idea that we are now more vulnerable as a society, and you extend that to our infrastructure because of hacking and cyber mischief, as planes become more high tech and technology oriented, is that anywhere on aviation safety inspectors and investigators' minds?
Yes. And not only that, Kai, but, you know, you talked about aviation has never been safer. And I answered short, but I probably should have been
no,
more expansive.
That's fine. So, it was good.
But here's the sort of the interesting part of that. Aviation has never been safer because we have essentially conquered most of the problems that emerged in the first century of commercial flight. Hmm. But now we're starting into the second century of commercial flight, and there's all sorts of new and different challenges. One of them, the cybersecurity, the increasingly electronic digital airplane. But then there's the second, that is the increasingly automated cockpit in which the human does less and the machine does more. And how will we deal with them? I don't want to be too pessimistic, but we'll deal with them because of disasters.
Right.
That's how we learn. So yes, is aviation safe? Yes. Do we have new challenges on our horizon? Absolutely.
The most recent book by Christine Negroni is called The Crash Detectives. Christine, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
It's a good read, actually, and not at all scary in the plane crash sense, if you're worried about that. We've got an excerpt from Crash Detectives at marketplace.org.